Dave, thanks for joining us, and how you been?
I'm doing well, John. How are you?
Doing great. Up? How much are you enjoying this stretch, and how surprised are you at how well this team is doing?
Well, it's easy. Enjoying it immensely, and, I'm riding the wave like everybody else. Enjoying it, watching guys make adjustments, watching them succeed, and coming through with a lot of big plays defensively, offensively, some good pitching performances. It's what you hope for every season.
How quickly has Mitch Haniger developed? I know Shannon yesterday was tweeting out that he right now is one of the leading candidates for this team to be on the All-Star team, so he is getting recognized. But now we've seen the great defense come out in the last couple of days with great throws. He's been hitting home runs. I mean, he's been fantastic.
Well, if you go back to the first 3 weeks last year after after he landed here on the trade, he was performing at a very high level. If I remember, he was in the 340s, 350s, I believe. And then he had the oblique injury that knocked him out for a significant period of time in Detroit. I mean, he has shown previously that, he's a big time player. I mean, he's got power. He's got the skills. He can run, he can throw, he can hit. Now he's been healthy this year, and we're getting a full effect, and it's beautiful. I mean, the kid's a flat out. He's a baller.
It makes for the amazing trade, and clearly Jerry DePoto is going to go down in history. The debate is it the Randy Johnson trade or is it the Haniger Segura trade? Because the trade for Taijuan Walker, Taijuan, of course, is out this season. That's just the misfortune of injury. He actually pitched pretty well after a slow start last year. But, being able to pick up two position players like that, I mean, two all-star caliber players.
Well, it's a dream come true for a GM, and you'd like trades to work for both sides, and if not, certainly you don't want to be on the short side. It's worked out. I mean, it's June 13th. We got a long way to go. There's a ton of baseball to be played. I'm enjoying the heck out of this. 19 games over beyond 500, and a team that, I think it's held its own in terms of and showing what it can do in adverse conditions. They've been able to hold on to one-run leads, win one-run games. They've come from behind. They've done a great job there. And, Gene's been phenomenal. Gene should be on the All-Star team. I mean, the guy's got an unbelievable hit radius. I mean, he can go pole to pole. I mean, he can hit anything high, low. He's short to the ball. He's got the short arms. He's strong as heck. No, it's a good situation. And if I'd like to my annual imploring of Mariner fans to show up this weekend with the Red Sox in town so you don't get all the front-running Red Sox fans, because I don't believe that many are flying in from New England. But all the front-running Red Sox fans will be coming out to the ballpark, and you don't want to be shouted down in your own ballpark. So I'm hoping that a lot of folks here in the Great Pacific Northwest are going to show up and support the Mariners over the weekend.
Marco Gonzalez goes out today, and he has been absolutely lights out. I mean, he was one of the top prospects years ago, fought through the injuries, now is healthy, and now is pitching like a top prospect.
Well, I talked to Marco after one of his earlier successes, and it's been a nice gradual build-up here this year. And I said, "You're pretty coachable, aren't you?" And he said, "Yeah." Because you can see him having made adjustments, changed thought patterns, pitch patterns, and he has done a real good job. I think Mel Stoudemire and his crew, his staff, they've done a great job with this kid. Clearly he's got talent, and the big thing is he's healthy, and he's able to execute his pitches. His confidence soars every time out, and he's got 7 wins. Was it league tied him last night for the team lead? It's a good thing.
It really is. And then, of course, to accompany that trade for Marco Gonzalez, they were able to get Mike Leake. And even though he had a couple shaky starts, he came back and now is pretty much like he usually is. He'll get you into the 6th, 7th, maybe the 8th inning. He's not going to give up many runs. Pitching, he's an innings eater, but also an effective pitcher.
Well, here's the thing. He's not going to make your eyes bulge out with, "Oh, wow, oh, my God, look at this. He's killing people." He's very easy, surgical. And I mentioned last night in the broadcast, he's an old soul. He pitches like some of the crafty guys that I grew up watching and you grew up watching in the 60s and the 70s, maybe even the 50s. And he pitched up, down, in and out, changes speed, changes eye levels. People talk about that all the time, but he's able to execute it, and that's why he's having success.
Yeah, and it's fun to kind of watch that because now, I mean, you got the nice mix because, I mean, he doesn't have the big fastball. Gonzalez has more of the fastball, but now you kind of go with adjusting speed. And, of course, Paxton continues to just be one of the best pitchers in baseball.
Well, he's a horse. I mean, you talk to anybody. I mean, I remember, was it this offseason? It was last offseason, and I saw Dan Plesac in New York, and he said, "Hey, let me tell you about your club. I love the big left-hander." And he said, and Danny, you know, played 18, 19 years in the big leagues, mainly as a reliever. But he knows what he's talking about in terms of pitching. And he likes the continuing development of Paxton. He's another guy that's coachable. And now that he's tasted success, he's got extraordinary confidence, bigger than he probably – it takes a lot of confidence to play up here anyway. But he's taken it up a couple of notches now. And he knows he's got 95, 98, 99. He can get into the seventh and eighth inning. You know what? Good, well-placed fastballs are hard to hit. Use it, and that's what he's doing, and it's working out well.
Hey, curiously, how do you like the way that they're getting the increased production and good production out of Denard Span in left field and Ben Gamel? I saw Gamel's got his batting average up to like 292.
Yeah, he's. I was looking during the course of game last night. Last night was his second three-hit game of the season. And it was the same time last year when he got hot and he was leading the league in hitting. I mean, again, these guys are hard workers. They got a lot of pride. And, you know, in terms of mechanics, I mean, Edgar takes care of that. That's his bailiwick. But, again, these guys want to succeed. And, again, this whole story is remarkable when you lose a potential Hall of Famer in Cano and they put up these numbers, oh, is it 21-6 or whatever the heck it is, to go 19 over 500. And then Denard Span's a pro's pro, 11 years, knows what he's doing, knows how to work pitches, good outfielder, great guy, base runner. He's got the whole package, and that's why he's been a valued member. I mean, he's a nice piece to have on your ball club, and that's one of those things, you know, people laugh. He's, hey, he played for a whole bunch of teams. That means a whole bunch of teams wanted him, and they figured he could fit in. And the Mariners are one of them. I mean, the Mariners, the Giants, the Nationals, Tampa Bay, and there's one other stop. I think I missed somebody in the Giants, Washington, San Francisco, Tampa. Oh, Minnesota. He was in Minnesota. He's a good player. He's a good player, and it's a terrific addition to the ball club.
Hey, one of the things we want to get into, Dave, we're talking to Dave Sims on the Ben U. Kings hotline. Prostate Cancer Awareness Game is coming up on Father's Day, and you're involved because you know you work with CHI, Franciscan Health, to promote cancer prevention. It's going to be a fascinating day for you and everybody else.
Well, you know, I can't say enough about the tell guys, particularly in our age group, John, and actually when you get to be about 40, you know, you got to make that part of your routine and your annual checkup to get the prostate checked. I mean, I was fortunate. I got mine checked, and I was caught, and, you know, my PSA number went up over about a 10-month period back in 15, and I wound up, you know, being told the news you don't want to hear. You got cancer, prostate cancer, and we attacked it. And I got Dr. Douglas Scherer, New York Presbyterian, a medical center in New York City, and he and his team, they went after it and had the operation. The prostatectomy, January 15th of 2016, and I'll never forget having a conversation with him right before Christmas, around after having a biopsy and a whole bunch of stuff. I said, hey, Doc, can I get back to spring training on time? He says, I got it. Don't worry about it. You'll be there March 1. Sure enough, I had the surgery Jan 15, went through the rehab, recovery, and all that stuff, and I was at spring training March 1. I mean, that's a long story short. I went through, you go through some moments where you're like, dude, you really do have cancer. This isn't the other guy. You're the other guy now. This is you. And so you go through that, and you fight your way through it. And I'm very lucky, and things are working out real well. Here we are, you know, coming up on almost a year and three quarters. I feel great, and I've met a whole bunch of other guys who have survived, and I'm looking forward to meeting other survivors coming up on Sunday. And I know one of the things, if any of you guys out there who are survivors and buddies of yours, if they do get it, the greatest gift you can give to your pal, friend, brother, father, whoever, walk them through your experience. When I found out that I had prostate cancer, a good friend of mine, Jeff Bostic, who won 3 Super Bowls with the Redskins, and we worked Big East football for about 6-7 years ago, a good friend, wonderful guy. He had prostate cancer about 15-18 months before I did. So when I found out I had it, I called him. I said, hey, Hoss, this is what I have. He said, all right, sit down. Let me tell you what's going to happen. He walked me through every step, and that was one of the most reassuring things that's ever happened to me. And so, you know, spreading the knowledge and in terms of prevention, so you don't get that to that point, hopefully, you know, you can catch it and get the doctors and go to a good hospital like CHI Franciscan and have good people, professional people who know how to attack this thing.
So what advice do you have for men 55 and older?
Well, just get your annual checkup. I mean, yeah. Don't be silly. I mean, I can't tell you how many guys I've talked to, and it doesn't even have to be talking about prostate cancer. I don't go to the doctor. I've been to the doctor 15 years. That's foolish. That's ridiculous. You know, you got people who love you, and they want you around as long as possible. Don't be silly. I'd like to use harsher words, but we're on radio. Take care of yourself. You know, be your own advocate. Get after it. Take care of business. Simple as that.
Of course, what you can also do is that you can contact CHI Franciscan for a doctor. That's nwhealth.org/mariners. That's nwhealthy.org/mariners. Or just call 888-400-4740. And then finally, Dave, what blue uniforms for Sunday because of this and blue bats?
I'm not aware of that, but that makes sense. I know it's Father's Day. They generally have a nice light blue cap. That was one of the most beautiful caps that MLB and the Mariners put out last year. Let me make sure I got one. And I'm sure that'll be the color of the day as well as it well should be on Father's Day. And happy Father's Day to you, John.
Yes, indeed. Hey, thank you so much. And it's going to be light blue uniforms and light blue bats, just like you said. Hey, Dave, thanks for joining us on the Venue Kings Hotline.
You bet, John. Take care. See you at a ballpark.
Okay. Dave Sims, and of course, you can check out the show in the 710 Sports app. It's driven by your Puget Sound Acura dealer.